Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. I am chomping at the bit to expose the ongoing criminal activities of the global crime system known as the New World Order. Welcome. It is the 12th day of May, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, retransmitted on the network from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. We have a ton of vital information that we're going to be covering today for you. Let me go ahead and just launch into some of it that I have here in front of me. First off, I got a call yesterday by an individual living in East Texas whose friend is a young associate pastor and is about to graduate with his, I guess, doctorate from a local Bible college. And they had a group of Boy Scouts come in to the office, into the college. And when they came in to the school, he didn't even give them an anti-New World Order speech. He just taught them Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, just gave a speech on the subject, and one of the people that brought the students in recorded it, being Homeland Security trained, knowing that you don't talk about the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. We have Homeland Security training videos, FEMA training videos, where they say that that's illegal and unlawful and not to be discussed in a terrorist document. By the way, this is not Monty Python's satire. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is not a drill. We've been documenting this since before 9/11. And so the person recorded him saying this, and Homeland Security was waiting for him with the head of the school, and the guy was in a black suit wearing sunglasses and said, "You could be arrested for inciting terrorism." Now, the individual, I don't want to say is scared to come on, but says they don't want to give the school a bad name, and they just want to, you know, have the mission of saving souls. But they admit that, well, if they don't go on air, this is a great tyranny to the country, and that we won't even have any freedom in this nation, much less First Amendment religious freedom, if this type of stuff continues. Now I have training manuals, I have government documents, I have video of this, and we're going to write a story and post all of this. We also know that 26,000 preachers have been recruited to train their flocks to hand in their guns, go to FEMA camps, let their families be broken up, go to work labor facilities. I told you this, of course, a year and a half before, gave you secret documents, and now it's on the news. I mean, just think of the magnitude of this and how on its face it is hyper-classical tyranny out of Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany. I mean, this is so off the charts that it's so amazing that it's going on. But I will have one of the individuals on the show, maybe both, coming up in about 25 minutes. So that will be coming up today. Now understand, the police and military and all government minions, they swear an oath to protect, defend, uphold the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But I have FEMA on video teaching police in, of course, Kansas City. I was also shown video of it being done in Austin, Texas, at an event. That was 6 years ago. The folks that showed me the video at the time agreed with Homeland Security and wouldn't let me use it. Now they've kind of woken up. I need to call them back and see if they'll let me use the video now. But what's even the point? Yeah, they said, yeah, you can watch the video, but you can't play the video, saying that. I forgot. I need to call them and get that video. I think now they've woken up. They realize it's not good. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
I just had to talk to a young associate pastor in East Texas.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows.
We'll just cover it when the song's over.
Everybody got this broken feeling. Like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. It is so upsetting to me what's happening that I can hardly continue this radio show. I had to stifle smashing the microphone and computer in my studio about 20 seconds ago, okay? That's how serious this is. That's how life and death this is. That's how far gone this country is. That's how cowed we are. That's how we're going into a scientific dictatorship where they're incrementally putting the shackles on tighter every minute. I was talking to the young pastor who's finishing getting his degree at a major Bible school in East Texas, his theology degree, having to beg him and convince him to come on the show, and I know he's listening right now, along with his friend who called me. And, of course, you know, he is saying, well, we do have these outreach programs to communist China, and so I don't want to hurt the school's name and hurt what we're doing and, you know, hurt the missionary programs. And I said, sir, we're going to be the equivalent of communist China or Nazi Germany if we don't end this now. I mean, that's the point, is this country is so far gone that the best of the best of who we are, because most people don't even have the courage to call me, are afraid to go on air and talk about how Homeland Security comes to them and says, you are not to teach the Bill of Rights to people. That is a terrorist document. Reading the Bill of Rights is incitement to terrorism. That's how bad all of this is. That's how screwed up all of this is. That's how far we've fallen, how far we've gone. Now, I'm going to say it again for everybody out there. I know we've talked about this a lot. But we have video in Road to Tyranny that a Kansas City firefighter shot of FEMA teaching a room of police, deputies, and firemen that the Founding Fathers are bad terrorists and that the Founding Fathers were bad. But that isn't even where it begins. This is from Bill Clinton, call a member of the Phoenix FBI Terrorism Task Force, investigator Al Shearer, Maricopa County Attorney's Office, 602-650-3131, Federal Bureau of Investigation, 602-650-3163, Analyst Terry Chapman, Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. This is how they analyze this. And it says, if you encounter any of the following, call the Joint Terrorism Task Force, Federal Bureau of Investigation, 201 East Indianola Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. And this is from 1999, and it says, call the FBI if you identify any of these terror groups. Anyone who, quote, says they are defenders of the U.S. Constitution against federal government and, quote, U.N. troops. Groups of individuals engaging in paramilitary training. Common law movement proponents. And it goes on to say, no driver's license. Refuse to identify self. Request authority for stop. See, you talk to the cop, you get tasered. Make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution. Claim driving is a right, not a privilege. Attempt to police the police. Yeah, how dare citizens be involved? It goes on to say, Second Amendment organizations, Second Amendment rights groups, land rights groups. You understand? And there are neocon organizations that will say that this flyer isn't even real when it was in the Washington Times reported on it. The Associated Press reported on it at the time it was out. But I've got FEMA on video saying worse stuff. Do you understand that they have 26,000 preachers and they're doubling their number in 2008 who are giving, and we now see it on national television with the preacher programs on TBN. We see the local preacher shows all over the country. You know, they all, for their egomania, have their local TV show where they sit there and beg for money. And they say, being a slave to government is good. Handing in your guns is good. Do whatever they say. I mean, it is just absolutely sick. They are government stooges, total violation of the First Amendment. So, of course, they teach that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And during the last break, I had to beg the guest to keep his guts together and to come on the show, but I said, we'll leave it up to you whether you're going to say your name and the name of the East Texas school, the name of the college. Now, I have the documents. I have the video. I have the news articles. We have the secret FEMA training for the pastors a year and a half before it happened, and we had pastors on who then had Homeland Security come to their offices and say, how dare you talk about the secret program, and kick them out of it when they recruited them in the first place. Then it came out in the news. Do you read me? This is happening. And in case you don't know history, when you've got secret police liaisoning and co-opting your local police, your local mayors, your local leaders, your local preachers, it doesn't get any worse in anti-freedom and pro-tyranny than that. I mean, that is the most... They're building camps. Do you understand? They're building FEMA camps. They're building camps. They're massing millions of police and riot police. This is not for Al-Qaeda, even if you believe it exists. The entire system is designed for you, those that have licked their boots, those of you that have toadied them. You understand this is a criminal group moving against you, and they use the smokescreen of the terror they stage to do it. The United States is not about a young pastor who's finishing his doctorate at a school, who's an associate pastor, a lower-level pastor at his church. This is not, freedom is not teaching Cub Scouts about the Bill of Rights. See, yesterday when I first heard about this, I thought he was giving them, you know, a truly, you know, super patriotic message. No. It turns out, now learning more details, he just taught them what he learned when he was a Boy Scout about, you know, protect the freedoms, liberties, Bill of Rights, Constitution, what they taught when I was in Cub Scouts. Not anymore, folks, and it was recorded. See, the issue is that there were adults there. There was the scout leader there. There were some parents there, and they had been given the FBI training. All over the nation, they send out flyers saying, please come to the local community center. We're going to have an anti-terror training seminar. We want community volunteers. And people hear that, and they think it's interesting, and they go to it, and then once they get there, they learn, okay, we're going to fight terror and all crime. Spy on your neighbor. Are they dumping motor oil in their backyard? Do they spank their children? Do you smell marijuana? And by the way, constitutional patriots, they talk about the Bill of Rights. That's terrorist code. That's exactly what happened here. Do you understand? In the United States, talking about the Constitution gets Homeland Security after you. Now, it's all intimidation. The criminals doing this at Homeland Security know that they're terrorists. They know what they're doing. They know they're there to intimidate and shut down freedom and liberty. They know, and they're there to intimidate you. And they count on you being quiet. And they count on you not speaking out. I mean, this is case closed. The government is teaching the police, the preachers, the citizens, that the Bill of Rights is illegal. Now, again, I've seen hundreds of cases of this, but I'll use the one that affects, that happened to one of our people. Kelly Rushing, upstanding, no criminal record, Lyon County, Kentucky, gives a police officer a videotape with Ron Paul, video, neocon speech he gave, that's the title of the speech, 47 minutes long, and then Road to Tyranny. And it's so freaked out, he had such a crisis of conscience that the state police officer saw FEMA saying the Constitution's evil, America's bad, the Founding Fathers, George Washington is bad. It's all the videos on there. Abby Newman being arrested in Virginia at a checkpoint for having a pocket Constitution. The state troopers saying the Constitution's illegal. All on video. See, we don't just have the training. We have it happening from the squad car video. That he had a mental illness flip out. He had to go ahead and say, yes, it is terrorism, and then they arrested him. Instead of saying, my God, I've been wrong, I've been deceived, how could what I swear an oath to be illegal, they went and arrested him. You see, it's the boldness of Homeland Security to say that George Washington is bad. The boldness of saying the Bill of Rights is illegal. The boldness to recruit secretly preachers. The boldness to build FEMA camps for political dissidents. It is so bold that a lot of people just buy it. Well, he's got the courage to come on. He's coming on. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Look, this is what it comes down to. I can't believe that I'm a radical. I can't believe that I'm seen as extreme. Because I flipped out when I went to urban warfare drills and videotaped U.S. Marines with foreign troops on video saying they were training to execute American citizens and practicing putting us on our knees and blowing our heads off. Of course I came back and warned everyone. Of course I put the video out. And the mind control public, hundreds of emails and calls, said that I hired a Marine Corps aircraft carrier, the medium-sized ones, the USS Coronado, that I hired hovercraft, that I hired thousands of troops, instead of just going to the Marine Corps website where they have their own photos of it. That's the denial. Because people couldn't believe the Marines are training to put you on your knees and stick a muzzle to the back of your head and blow your brains out in front of your kids. Okay? You know, that'll make you lose sleep at night, seeing that 10 years ago and trying to warn people that they've been gearing up all along. And don't give me your crap about, what, are you against our Marines? You bet I am if they're against this country. You bet I am if they want to kill American citizens. I'm not against the individual Marines. I'm against the training they've been given. Just like I'm not against guns. I'm against them being misused. You're so brainwashed. You think you're in Kansas. You think everything's nice. It's okay. It's not. They're dismantling the country right now. They geared up the police and military so that when you try to stop their total takeover, when you finally figure it out, they're going to gun you down in the streets. They're going to have their ninnying preachers and their snake oil salesmen running around the streets telling you to go along with it. And the local news is going to tell you to go along with it. When I'm dead in some ditch. When these murdering drug dealers have had their way with me because you were weak and stupid, they're going to take everything you've got, you nation of cowards. I'm going to tell you something right now. The fact that, and these guys have more courage than most people. I begged hundreds of preachers, and I begged hundreds of people going to colleges to come on and talk about this stuff and give their names, and they'll never do it. The ones that have had Homeland Security come after them. But what is coming after him, coming to him and saying, we're watching you now. You shouldn't have talked. You shouldn't have talked in our country. Shouldn't have talked. Shouldn't have talked about how there's secret police everywhere and how they've recruited everybody and how our country's going down the tubes. We got to stop these people. They can't succeed if we expose them. Meanwhile, our movement does nothing but fight with each other and ninny about who likes who and who covers what group and who covers, you know, this group and who knows all the answers and who's exactly right. Look, all I know is they're carrying eugenics out against us. All these dumb preachers that are going along with us, all these dumb cops, they're shooting you up full of mercury, cancer, viruses, everything else you can imagine. And that's just in the shots, you fools. All I know is they're spraying us. All I know is they're staging wars and devaluing our dollar and gutting this completely. Meanwhile, our own movement, not the good people out there taking action. You're the reason we woke up so many people, but so many of the people that try to actually speak out and become prominent spend half their time attacking other patriots. I don't do that. Other people that got their heads screwed on straight, like Mark Kornke, and others don't do that. You got to get your heads out of your hind ends. Excuse me for talking like that, but this is life and death. This isn't a game or a joke to me. Do you understand when men in black suits and sunglasses come and tell people at major colleges here in the United States that they're not allowed to teach children about the Bill of Rights? We got a problem. The people that teach that are terrorists on the face of it. The people that do that have declared themselves enemies of this country. You can't get a better declaration of their intent and who they are. They might as well run up the Jolly Roger. I mean, that is so piratical. That is so in your face. No, and this isn't a scene from Red Dawn at the re-education camp. Where they're calling your founding fathers are pig scum who were oppressing the lower classes. You ever watch that movie and it's a setting from what they really had in re-education camps in Eastern Europe when they take over Czechoslovakia, Romania, other places? East Germany? That's what they do. They take you to sports stadiums, have you tattle on each other, train you how to be scumbags, break you. They got their movie screens blurping out all their trash. That's exactly what you hear out of a Hollywood movie about Soviets taking over the United States would be men in black suits telling young pastors that they can't teach Boy Scouts about the Bill of Rights. Now, we're going to talk to both these guys on the other side, and it'll be up to them if they give their names. It'll be up to them if they talk about where this is happening. And in this country, this is major courage in this climate. I'm not attacking our guest, I'm saluting him. But for me, there's not even a debate about whether I would go public.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Wake up, Protestant America! There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and go straight to our guests. One is Steve, one is Jeff. It's up to them if they want to, in the course of this interview, give their names. I know Steve does, but if he does, then that'll expose Jeff. This is one of the largest, I'll just say that, Christian universities in Texas. This is a major university. If I said the biggest, it would give it away, and this is what our country has turned into. Now, understand, I have the FBI training manual, and in the fourth hour when we're doing the TV show where we simulcast the radio as a television transmission for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I will show you the FBI flyer, FBI training manuals. In my film, Road to Tyranny, we have video of FEMA teaching police in Kansas City and firemen that the Founding Fathers were bad and terrorists. Here it says constitutionalist, people that talk about the Constitution, those that make frequent references to the Constitution, quote, defenders of the U.S. Constitution are terrorists, call the terrorism hotline immediately. The police are taught this nationwide. Now, first it was 13,000 preachers in 2006 when it was a secret program. We broke it here with secret, marked secret, not for distribution. Documents with the first 13,000 preachers recruited, and we had two different pastors on. Butch Paul actually broke it. We put it out nationwide here. We had the pastors on. One of them got a Homeland Security visit. Now, we put the secret documents up on the site. A year plus later, local news and then even national news reported that, yes, but they said it was good. Preachers are getting their flocks ready for martial law to have their guns taken and to have their families taken. Now, the preachers told us they were trained to tell people to let the government take your children, to go to camps, to be forcibly inoculated, to go to labor facilities. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that then came out, okay? Now, we're telling you, this is a massive program. 26,000 in InfraGuard, major CEOs, community leaders. They are being paid, in many cases, federal money. The pastors are being paid to be part of this. The colleges are getting billions of dollars every year to be part of this. This is a total violation of the First Amendment. This is the government taking over. This is classical tyranny. And but it's different to have a government training manual or a video of FEMA saying it. It's more powerful to have the state police pull Abby Newman over, no criminal record, naval veteran, in Virginia. This is in Road to Tyranny. She has a pocket constitution, one of my videos in the back, and they say, I think this is illegal. Let's arrest her. I don't think she's allowed to have this contraband. And again, they swore an oath to it. We have state police saying a constitution is contraband. Now, I know to the average listener, even mainstream people that are somewhat dumbed down, you're like, the Constitution's illegal? That's what I'm... This is so crazy. It's the boldness of this. It is so bold. I mean, I've got mainstream law enforcement magazines that say, like Law Enforcement Technology in 2000 put out an issue, and it said, if you see someone with a Get Us Out of the UN sticker, go ahead and arrest them, find reasons to charge them, they're terrorists. And it said, police chiefs, don't punish your officers, just support them for the arrest of the bumper sticker. I mean, and then I have the manual right here where it says it. Go ahead and call Homeland Security, call the FBI, if they've got to get us out of the UN sticker. I mean, folks, it's so far gone. Huge black ops, FEMA camps built. I'm going to shut up now, but I know a lot of people will be tuning into this on YouTube and Google when it gets posted. I wanted them to hear an introduction to this to understand. And what I've given you is a small piece of it. Let's go to Jeff, and we're not going to give Jeff's last name unless he chooses. As calmly as you can, tell us when this happened, what happened. Are you there, Jeff?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, yeah. You've got the floor. Tell us. You're in Texas. We'll leave it, and just tell us a little bit of details. Tell us exactly what happened.
Well, I'm a Bible college student and also an interim pastor at a small church in Mount Vernon, Texas. And at the school I go to, I work in the advising office. And one day, it was at the end of September, 1st of October, right before I took this church I'm at, we had a group of Boy Scouts come by, and part of my duties in the advising office is to give tests and PR-type things. And so, anyways, they came by, and I was assigned to take them around campus and talk to them about how are we applying Americanism and patriotism in teaching and taking those things kinds of things further in higher education, essentially, is what it boiled down to. And so I was taking them around campus, showing them different things, showing them different monuments and statues where, you know, people on campus. And so I was sitting down with them outside at a gazebo, and I sat there and I told them, I said, boys, it's going to be you who is going to take this country into either make or break it. You need to get back to your Constitution. You need to get to know your Bill of Rights, and you need to stand up for them because we're fast losing them, and it's going to be your generation and as well as ours, but yours is really going to get the brunt of it. So we continued our tour. Well, the next day, I got called into...
I want to stop you because, and again, I appreciate your courage. I've gotten hundreds of documents, scores of videos, but the average pastor or the average college student or professor is so scared when they get threatened by these men in black, and that's what happened to you, that they won't come on air. Now, let's be specific here about the land of the free, home of the brave, because I want to be specific. All you said was that we're losing our Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's up to you to defend it. Can you be as specific about the thought crime you committed, exactly what you said to them?
Exactly.
I mean, like you're talking to those same, teleport yourself back to that gazebo is you're talking to these 10 and 12 and 13-year-olds about their duty as an American. I mean, it doesn't get any more John Wayne than this. And then just go back to exactly what you said to them.
Well, I told them, I said, boys, I was a Weevil Oak Scout, and my scoutmaster told me and taught us our Constitution, and it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have memorized a whole lot of it and come to love it and come to see it for the document it is. And I said, boys, it's up to you, because our government is fast taking away our rights. And I said, I encouraged them to, I mentioned the Patriot Act, and I said, you need to read, you need to study. And I said, under that, they're stripping us of what we know to be America. And I told them, listen, what you need to do is you need to reorient yourself to the Constitution, because that is the very founding basis of our government. And it is the supreme law of the land. And without it, we cannot stand or fall. And I said, it's going to be up to you boys as you grow and as you learn and interpret the Constitution. It's going to be you who can either take us down the road to tyranny and to abolish America, or to take us back to where we need to be. And that's basically what I told them that got me in trouble.
Now, how long ago was this?
In September 1st of October.
Okay, so it's taken you this long, I guess, to discuss it, you know, pray about it, think about it, to decide to go public. We'll talk about why you're doing that now.
The next day is what scared me, and I'll be honest with everybody who's listening. I was a fence sitter, really, until then. My friend Steve, who's on, he had shown me some movies and some things, and I had my suspicions and my doubts, but the next day when they called me into the office, the fourth floor of the main administrative building, you know, you get called up there, that's where the president and the provost and all that's at, and so it's pretty big business. And I got called up there, and then I thought, well, you know, I'm in trouble, they're going to expel me from the school, or just all those kind of things. And so I get up there, and I go into the president's office, and there's this man, he's wearing a black suit, black tie, white shirt, sunglasses, and there was another man dressed similarly, and he said, sir, did you say such and such? Did you tell this truth about the Boy Scout, about the Constitution yesterday? And I said, well, yeah. And then he threw down a copy, a transcript of everything I was saying. He said, could you fill in the blanks here and fill in the blanks here? Monitor exactly what was said here. And that just, it sent me over the edge. And Alex, it scared me. It really did. And,
Scared you. I mean, I'm not a tough guy, but I would have had to physically control myself. You were in the room with absolute enemies of the Republic. I mean, you were in the room with
the
cancer.
I asked him, I said, well, sir, who are you from? And he told me, he said, you're committing acts of terror and espionage by telling these students what to do. He said, that's not your place. And I said, this is a college campus. I said, no, sir, you don't. I said, you're out of line. I don't appreciate you telling me that. But after that, I just kind of shut up and took my beating, if you will.
Okay, let's stop right there. I want everybody listening to understand. I have the video. I have the training manuals. I have the legislation. I all of it. And I've given it all to you before it came out, years before. I'm saying that not to toot my horn. I'm totally freaked out. This is real. They are training to blow your head off, okay, with foreign troops. You can't make this up. It's so horrible. I want you to slowly, as slowly as you can, because you're being debriefed here on international radio, okay, and we need more people to come public, and we can actually stop their whole program if people realize how evil and how bad this is. Describe. You walk in, whose room you're in, what the men say, go back and picture exactly what they said and replay that to us right now.
I walked into a conference room with some officials from the university, and there were two men. One was, as I said, he was dressed in all black, and he had on sunglasses. He wouldn't give his name. He didn't have any kind of real identity. In fact, I thought of the movie Men in Black. I thought, well, this is strange. And there was another man. He was dressed similarly. He had on a gray suit with a blue or red tie. Anyways, they were dressed. And I walked in, and the man in the gray suit put down on the table, he put down a transcript of everything that I had said and that was said in that gazebo, in that scenario with those students, with those scouts. And it, for those of you listening, it's real. I'm not anybody who's got anything interested or vested or anything like that. I'm just a college student and a young man in the ministry, and here they are. And I saw the transcript of every word I'd said and every word that those boys had said and the things that I dialed. And
now, how did they get it? Did one of the Boy Scouts, was there anybody with them? Did they get it from a security camera, which they use to spy on the citizens in the gazebo? Did you find out where they got that transcript?
No, I didn't. And to be quite honest, I'm scared to even start to look, because my thinking is if they got that much power, then where will it stop? If I start to pry, what will happen?
Well, it's going to stop with you dying of cancer, sir. They've implanted you and every one of us. It's taken the inoculations. These are eugenicists, and we're in a crisis people can't even imagine. It's so bad and so serious. By the way, I have all the documents on that for new listeners, and I've done shows, and we'll do more shows on it. If you didn't know about that, you need to find out. For cops listening right now, when your mama, when your kids, when your wife, when your husband's dying, you know, when one in two of us has got it, it's one in three now, maybe then you'll listen. But let me just go back here to everybody. Now you said
there. Jones, Mr. Jones, there was a scoutmaster that was with him, and he had a military crew cut. He looked like a Marine. He really did. I don't know if that or the cameras could have picked up something. It was in a pretty populated area. You can hear a lot that goes on at that spot.
Well, a lot of cell phones now have video and audio, and I would imagine it's him. They started the scouts for military training, and they've glommed on now to get the kids inducted directly into the New World Order meat grinders. It was probably him, or it was surveillance cameras. But let's go back. You said you then sat there and took your beating. What else? It's very important. What else? Who did the talking? The guy in black, or did the guy in gray do any talking?
Well, the guy in black, he acted like he was pretty much in charge. The guy in gray was kind of his mouthpiece, but every now and then he'd speak up, and when he spoke, it was like, I don't mean to be sacrilegious, but it was like God speaking. But what they basically told me was this. They said, listen, if you say anything, do anything, continue to do these kinds of things, we can have your head on a silver platter and the university's head on a silver platter and all the programs and things that they've got going on. And I believe them.
Oh, don't worry. They're not going to let go of that college with all those millions of minds they're going to get to put in black uniforms and think they're, quote, defending Jesus, putting people in FEMA camps, you know, because we're of the devil and secretly working with Al-Qaeda, fighting the precious, Israelis. And I mean, that's basically the brainwashing mode that's going on. They have different nodules, different modes. Packages for different colleges, different mindsets. Every major college is now a factory of evil. Expanding on this, I had been talking to Steve, who we're about to bring up. He said that you said, but I want to get it directly from you, that the high-level college official, we'll just say that, was, quote, shaking.
He was. I never seen him that nervous. And he's a pretty steady man. He's an ex-Marine, ex-Navy. You know, he's a military veteran, served in Vietnam, and I never seen him to be like he was. And I knew he appeared very much agitated.
Well, that's because our colleges are already under infrastructure, quote, protection, which means they're already locked down prisons. And I guarantee you, he knew he was seeing the end of the country, and that's why he was agitated. I don't think fear. I think he realizes. Go ahead.
Our university is also where we just are completing the finalization process for our reaccreditation. And, you know, I'm sure they can mess with that too. You know, whatever. It's scary. It's scary, Mr. Jones.
Well, that's like Head Start. Bush is federalizing all the local schools now. This is all excuses to take control And, I mean, how long did this go on as they told you we could, quote, have your head on a silver platter?
It lasted about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes.
All right. This is absolutely key. You've got to go buy one of those little cheap, you know, 20, 30 bucks at Best Buy audio recorders. Get good with it so you don't fumble. And then next time they walk up on you or next time, you know, they're criminals, so they like to sneak up. You just have it in your pocket and just hit record so you can get the enemy's operation on tape. And we're going to get it. We're going to get you. We're going to win. You may be able to get me, you bastards, but you're not going to get the country. You're going down. I want them to know that. I mean, what was this? You know, your friend Steve's been telling you about this, and I'm sorry I'm so angry, Jeff. It just, they ruined my life. They ruined my country. I'm sorry, go ahead. I mean, what was it like for you when you realized it was all true?
Mr. Jones, for all those who are sitting under the sound of this voice, it brought home a lot of things that I had suspected. And I went to my room, and I broke down in tears because that's it. Our country's gone. And
Stay there, sir. We'll be right back. We'll also talk to Steve.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
There is much untold story of the true story of America, such as the fact that Columbus did not discover America, such as Viking Leif Erikson was here long before Columbus, such as there were actually Christians living here 1,000 years before Columbus, according to the archaeological record revealed in the book Christians Before Columbus, such as the name America, what the word America itself means. Amir or Amil means heaven, and Rica or Reich means kingdom or dominion, thus America means heavenly kingdom. Of the 31,173 verses in the Bible, there was one verse used as a launching verse by those white Christian Europeans called pilgrims before they came to America in the 1600s. Do you know what that verse was and why it, of all the 31,173 verses, was used and the significance of its use concerning the beginning of what we now call the nation of America? It's an untold story told at AnotherUntoldStory.com. It's quite a story told nowhere else. Go there because it's only posted there for a short period of time.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Bondage was hard fought. You know why they called it Old Glory? Because fighting 5-1 on average for 8 years, we kicked the greatest military in the world's butt that had never been beaten. They were called the Invincibles. We beat them again in 1812. With Old Hickory. Beat the Germans, the Japanese, everybody. And we did have liberty and freedom to some extent. And a man held his head high. You had free speech in this country. And now, look at us, secret police everywhere. FEMA camps built, they're poisoning the water, spraying you overhead.
And then the man is dead, that's right.
They're very, very serious. You understand, there's secret police everywhere. Now, if you give in to them, they win. You see, that's how this works. They've got to quietly take over all the infrastructure and then get everybody ready for the next phase. And that's taking your bank accounts, everything. Then the yuppies are going to scream bloody murder and say, we'll do whatever you say as long as you give us milk and honey back, as long as you give us bread and circus. And then they're going to say, okay, you do this. Now, it's in law now. It's totally unconstitutional and a fraud. Bush can't declare himself emperor. Hillary can't. Neither can Obama or McCain. That he is dictator. Congress can't even see the continuity of government plans. But the cover letter says he's a dictator, and they said you can't see anymore. Now, going back to Jeff, who's at one of the biggest Bible colleges in the country, one of the biggest in Texas, and I want to bring Steve up, your friend, but who got you to come on air. I will tell you this, you were a little timid coming on. You said, well, I don't want to, and I believe you did it for the reasons you said, you don't want to, quote, hurt the outreach and, quote, the good work, you said, like how you guys do outreach overseas and in communist China and places. The point is, if we're communist China or Nazi America, it won't matter. Does this fit in now with the pieces of the puzzle of how the preachers have been covertly hired by the government and the rest of it, Jeff?
Yes, it does, and I've heard reports, and I know of pastors within my association, the Rehoboth Association, that have been approached by and have seen, have been given documents, like you talk about. It's real, and it scares me, Mr. Jones, and to all those who are listening. I'll just be honest with you. You may not believe it, and you may want to cry, and you may want to do whatever you want to do, but it's real. I mean, they don't care who they go after anymore, as long as they get their power and have complete control, like it is in communist China.
Well, that's the other issue. Everywhere you've got these nobodies in black uniforms and black ties wearing black sunglasses getting to boss better men around, getting to say, you don't have freedom, I'll cut your head off, boy, I run things, and then bossing a school head around. You know, I mean, that's what we fought for. That's land of the free, home of the brave. So, you know, so you can't tell Boy Scouts to defend and protect the Bill of Rights and Constitution? Now, I mean, how do police get trained that the Bill of Rights is bad now when they swear an oath to it?
It's an irony. But, you know, Mr. Jones, and I'll let Brother Barber speak, but I just would like to say this. There's a lot of good people, innocent people, getting hurt by it, and we as patriots, there's going to be some of us who are going to stand up and fight, but then there's going to be others of us who are going to be out there on the battlefield afterwards, dressing the wounds and healing the famines. And that's my concern, Mr. Jones, especially after seeing that. And that's one reason for my timidity in quote-unquote going public or coming on this and talking to you about it. Because I do want to see those, and I want to help them. I want to heal them because it's a nasty machine and it's eating up a lot of people.
Now, did these secret police ever say who they were?
No, they didn't. Well, they did mention DHS, and one of the officials had mentioned to me afterwards that FBI was involved somehow. There was a state trooper that was on the door, watching the door, making sure nobody got out. But,
yeah, well, it's, remember, don't use their words. It's a federal trooper chartered in 1936 in the U.S. It's all federal. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.